He's one of the few people to have a robot built in his likeness, and the only sci-fi author so far to have this unique, if not odd, honor bestowed on him. And in a way, it's very fitting for a man who struggled with what is real and notions of personal identity. He was brilliant, he was troubled, he gave us Blade Runner. Today on Sci-Fi Idols, let's talk about Philip K. Dick, shall we? Lots of people know that Ridley Scott's sci-fi masterpiece Blade Runner is based upon Philip K. Dick's Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, but not many know much about the man himself. Philip K. Dick, or PKD to his fans, who I count myself among, was a brilliant but sometimes troubled man who, like the equally odd William Burroughs, came to be known for his prosaic and sometimes dreamlike stories. His titles are good indicators of the 60s and 70s aesthetic and culture which he embraced. What I'm trying to say is some of his books may have been meant to be read while under the influence of something. Flow My Tears, The Policeman Said, The Transmigration of Timothy Archer, The Three Stigmata of Palmer Eldritch, titles like that. But don't write him off as some sort of counterculturalist or flake. Dick's work contained thought-provoking ideas and tableaus that went on to be the seeds of films such as The Adjustment Bureau, Minority Report, Total Recall, and of course, the aforementioned Blade Runner. PKD's poking at the membrane of reality, of drugs, and mental stability were as much for himself as for his work. Dick's dives into dark psychological waters has been sort of known to those who followed all his work and works about him, but the depth of those dives wasn't really clear until the publication of a collection of his journals called The Exegesis of Philip K. Dick. In The Exegesis, we learn much more about the infamous, quote, religious experience, end quote, which feverishly drove his more paranoid ideas and obsessions. The so-called 2374 incident, which also was the basis of the unfinished Valis trilogy, which is at once both fiction and non-fiction in that it contains things that Dick felt to be true and possibly happening in the world, at least the world as he saw it. The 2374 and other incidents in Dick's life caused him to believe in unseen forces controlling things around him and in the world. To believe he had a sort of prescience that a pink beam had on more than one occasion put information directly into his brain. It's worth noting that one of his most recounted tales of revelation happened under the influence of sodium pentothal after a dental procedure, but Dick didn't discount experiences that others might have write off as drug induced. He gave them as much credence as those, you know, when plain and sober. It was a part of who he was and how his mind worked. If you read Valis, look for much of this in the pages of that story, as well as a character who is both Dick and not Dick, and may not actually exist at all, but you'll have to read that for yourself. I don't want to really dwell much more on this since A, you can read it all for yourself, and B, it nonetheless did not dull or dilute Dick as a writer. It can probably be said that as far as modern sci-fi film goes, Dick has contributed much more than any other writer of science fiction. Ray Bradbury probably runs a close second, then Asimov, but Dick's imagination and intellect were the generators for films I've already mentioned, plus A Scanner Darkly, Paycheck, Next, Screamers, as well as lesser knowns like Imposter, Confessions d'un Barjo, or Barjo in America. And then the upcoming Ubik, King of the Elves, which I believe is from Disney, Radio Free Albemuth, Flow My Tears, The Policeman Said, and yes, a Ridley Scott TV adaptation of The Man in the High Castle, which should be interesting. So why, if I love PKD so much, did I feel it necessary to bring up his mental issues? Because to a great degree, those issues had a big influence on Dick's writing. It's no secret that Dick did drugs of various types and wrote under the influence, and while I'm certainly not condoning or encouraging that behavior, the reality is this was PKD's reality. Just as Van Gogh remains a master despite his own mental demons, PKD remains a literary genius and a sci-fi paragon who has influenced our culture and our minds, even while he struggled with his own. Philip K. Dick died in 1982 at the age of 53 after suffering a pair of strokes. Fortunately, prior to this, he was able to attend a special screening of footage from Ridley Scott's unfinished Blade Runner. Dick wrote to a friend, "I think Blade Runner is going to revolutionize our conception of what science fiction is and, more, can be. My life and creative work are justified and completed by Blade Runner." There's not much more to be said, is there? That's the mad and brilliant Philip K. Dick, a true sci-fi idol. For Sci-Fi Idols, I'm Maggie McPhee. Find us online at scifiidols.com. Music provided by Kevin MacLeod.